Arthur, lord of the western approaches to Achaea, stretching his hands out to the sky of stars, prayed, "Father Zeus, if someone long ago in Argos of the grain fields offered up fat haunches of a cow or sheep in fire and begged you for a safe return from Troy, winning your promise and your nod, remember now, Olympian. Defend us against this pitiless day. Do not allow Achaeans to be crushed this way by Trojans." Fervently he prayed, and the Lord of Wisdom thundered a great peal, hearing the old man's prayer. And at that peal of Zeus's thunder, Trojans thrilled with joy of battle, running harder after the Argives. Like a surging wave that comes inboard a ship when a gale blows, wind giving impetus to sea, the Trojans crossed the rampart with a mighty cry and whipped their chariots toward the sterns. Once there, they fought close up with double-bladed spears, attackers from the chariots, defenders high on the black hulls, thrusting down long pikes that lay aboard for sea fights, double-length in fitted sections, shod with biting bronze. As long as both sides fought around the rampart, still remote from the ships, Patroclus stayed inside the shelter, with Eurypylus to give him pleasure, talking, and to treat his aching wound with salve against the pain. But when he knew the Trojans had crossed over, knew by their cry the Danaans were in rout, he groaned and smote his thighs with open hands, and miserably he said, "Eurypylus, I cannot linger with you here, much as you need me. The big fight begins. One of your men can keep you company, but I must go to Achilles in a hurry to make him join the battle. Who can say if with God's help I may convince and move him? A friend's persuasion is an excellent thing." Even as he spoke, he strode out. The Achaeans meanwhile held position at the ships against the Trojan rush, but they could not repel the Trojans, even outnumbering them, nor could the Trojans break the Danaan line to penetrate amid the huts and ships. But as a chalk line in a builder's hands, a man who learned his whole craft from Athena makes a deck beam come out straight, just so the line of battle had been sharply drawn. Fighting went on around the various ships. Hector headed for Ajax, and these two fought hard for a single ship. Neither could Hector dislodge his enemy and fire the ship, nor could the other force his attacker back, for Hector had Apollo on his side. But Ajax downed Caletor, Clytius's son, as he bore fire against the ships. He hit him full in the chest, and down with clanging arms he tumbled as the torch fell.